Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NKM, monitoring for any calls.
Good morning, Jeff. K2PCB here.
Good morning. It's a heat wave, 31 degrees.
Yeah, it is getting a little bit warmer. I see that we might be turning back later or early next week, getting back into some 20s, but that shouldn't be too bad. How are the roads this morning?
My driveway was a sheet of ice. I almost fell three times. But the roads are, they're heavily salted. Trucks were out yesterday in force just throwing salt, which was kind of nice.
Say it right now. With the parking lot the way it was, I'm sort of cautious for black ice, but it looks like they've got quite a bit of salt on Broadway. So far, it's been smooth sailing.
Is that KC2PCB there?
K2PCB is here.
Well, good morning. Jeff was just saying that his driveway was a little slick, but he says the roads are good. I guess your parking lot was a little slick?
Yes, that is true. I know I was talking about the parking lot unless we doubled.
Yeah, I think there was some doubling going on.
Yes, there was some doubling going on. Almost tripling in some cases. But the parking lot was like a magic shell coating of ice, where it was like this thin, a little bit crunchy, it had some texture to it, coating. I thought Broadway was going to be like that, but Broadway's pretty nice.
Wow, magic shell, I haven't heard that in years.
We haven't purchased it in a while. I know Lynn used to like it. I was never fond of it. It always tasted very waxy to me. But I think it still exists, or at least some knockoff version of it.
The wax is what made it hard enough to hit the ice cream. They couldn't just leave chocolate sauce alone. They had to mess with it.
Yeah, there is one, and I think it's seasonal, and I don't even know if it'll be back this year. Dairy Queen has a churro dip. So basically it's like a cinnamon sugar sort of flavored dip for their ice cream cones that Dairy Queen has. And Lynn used to even sometimes get a blizzard and have them put the churro dip sauce in there. So you'd have like these frozen or hardened pieces of this stuff, the shell stuff, in the blizzard. It's kind of weird.
Gosh, I haven't been to Dairy Queen in a long time. I might need to stop there soon.
Uh-oh, there are red lights on Broadway. Like somebody either got pulled over or had an incident.
Well, I had seen them when they came around, what was that? Cemetery? Pavement. Shoot, what corner was that at? Either way, they came flying around the corner with the lights on. I didn't see anything on the side of the road, so maybe they're going to a house. They had lights on, but no sirens.
Yeah, they just passed, and they're going with expedience down Broadway towards Alden.
Yeah, that's one unfortunate thing. All of the police have gone either encrypted or to cellular, so listening to them with the scanner doesn't really help us anymore. It used to be very, I don't want to say cool, because all the calls are not cool, informative for what's happening in your area. Obviously, we still get the fire calls now, but, a big chunk of it was taken away.
Damn privacy issues and tactical.
Yeah, I used to like listening to the police calls. Yeah, now that it's all, at least when I was had it programmed in, it was all digital.
Yeah, I wonder if you went into any other states, you know, extremely rural areas out in the country somewhere, would they still have unencrypted communication, or is it just the way it is everywhere now?
Well, I have a Motorola radio that I can get, but Buffalo, Lancaster, Sheriff's Office, so I can still get the police. I don't know if it's just because I have that particular radio, but they're all programmed in there.
All I have programmed in is the Lancaster Dispatch.
Yeah, if you have a radio that receives those frequencies, I'm surprised. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm surprised.
They may have not gone encrypted, but a rolling frequency hopping, and maybe his mind's just being cleared with all that. But I got it from Tim at the club.
Yeah, I could definitely see receiving those frequencies in those systems. It's just the handling the encryption key. I think that's what we've been not been given as of late, again, for privacy reasons. Anyway, so no Ross today. No Ross today or tomorrow, from what I understand, unless he wakes up early and hops on the air. I guess he's spending some time at home with the family.
Very nice. Every once in a while, that's nice to see. Jennifer's been going into work, leaving Zoe at home. She's like, she's driving me nuts. So she's probably going to go work again. And,
So Zoe's driving Jennifer nuts to the point where she has to go to work? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Jennifer was given the option of staying home all week and working remotely, and she was like, oh, God, no. I can't stand working when she's home. She just drives me nuts. She's constant interruptions and entertain me, mother.
Yeah, that makes me think of something Lynn said yesterday. Her niece, and I forget which company she works for. Basically, it's... I don't know if it's Buffalo Oxygen, but it's some oxygen delivery service. And the office that she works in has allowed her to work remote most, if not all, of her days. And I guess she just found out that they are going to liquidate the office. And she will not have to come to work at all. They don't want the overhead anymore, and everyone works well from home, and they will beat up as needed. And, she doesn't have to go to work effective, like, I don't want to say immediately, but, yeah, come get your stuff out of here. We're clearing out desks and whatnot, and, it's kind of a nice option.
M&T Bank mandated 4 days a week. My wife will... says M&T will never confirm that, but they had a sit down with like the mayor's office that a lot of businesses are suffering because they don't have the people going out to lunch and parking and all the other fun stuff associated with working downtown Buffalo. And so they kind of was like, well, what can we do? Like, we'll bring the people back. And so they're not going to go in 4 days a week and pay for parking and lunches and buy new outfits, because you can't wear the same thing seven times or, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of real estate getting weird downtown. A lot of empty space.
You know, that's like mandating that everyone this day and age buy at least one wagon wheel. Because the craftsman is running out of work.
Wow, the city is asking employers to have their employees work in the buildings. Wow, that's, yeah, I don't like that. It's up to the companies whether they want their employees to be in or not.
Yeah, M&T will never come out and say, oh, yeah, the mayor office asked us to come back to work. But my wife pays attention to who goes to what meetings because everything's on their internal website. And a bunch of the higher-ups went and had a mayor's office luncheon, and then a day or two later came out with this, yeah, we're going to be coming back to work 4 days a week. And very suspect.
Yeah, what did they say? Something about when the coincidence line up, it's not a coincidence or something like that?
Exactly. Brad, we missed you at steak night.
Yeah, I know. Dealing with this cold, it probably was a good thing I didn't go because I was sneezing pretty good. I didn't need to infect half the club.
Well, half the club could use a good sickness, and the other half is fine. Jose is sick. He didn't show up either.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's too bad. That's unusual for Jose. I haven't seen Jose in a few weeks because of the way things worked out. Hopefully I'll see him Tuesday night. Hopefully he gets better. I'll have to text him.
It should be one gun. Anytime you come back from something, it's always just going to be one gun. It should be fun.
Well, that sounds good. I'll be ready. I've been doing some reloading with this downtime that I've had.
Nice. Well, I just took a look at the clock. It is 6:45. I'm sure Travis is going to bust out of here next. But I'm going to go get myself a cup of coffee. 73s, everyone. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Everything Jeff said, and 73s, K2PCB.
KE2GDQ, 73s to both of you, and talk to you tomorrow. And we're clear of this channel.